Welcome to Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and I will be your host throughout this series. Together, we will explore AI through fireside conversations with industry experts. From business executives and AI researchers to leaders who advance AI for all, Humane is the channel to release new AI products, to learn about industry trends, and to bridge the gap between humans and machines in the fourth industrial revolution. If you like this episode, remember to subscribe and leave a review. The solution to breast cancer is finally here, artificial intelligence. A look at AI research and the healthcare revolution. Written and narrated by the author. Diagnosis is critical in treatment of human diseases, and the same applies to breast cancer among women. An accurate diagnosis can detect breast cancer, leading to better health outcomes. Women have been affected by breast cancer epidemics, and with 2 million cases each year, cancer is becoming a serious health problem. Screening programs for breast cancer have helped in the short term as global health declines, in addition to awareness programs to sensitize the public. Accordingly, more needs to be done from adopting healthcare technologies to advance mammography for breast cancer patient care. Combining healthcare technology with breast cancer screening is critical to achieving this mission. For instance, the Contrast Enhanced Spectral Mammography, or CESM, is a breast cancer tool that provides more accuracy by 8% compared to traditional screening methods. CESM has higher accuracy compared to mammography, with new tools such as digital mammography coming out. Based on 2D and 3D versions, digital mammography detects breast cancer faster and with higher accuracy levels. Despite health experts examining cancer cells via traditional methods, challenges still persist with respect to accuracy. A physician should have 100% results for scans conducted, such as mammograms, to advance better patient care. Artificial intelligence promises to close this gap through accurate examinations of breast cancer. An overview. I've attended many AI health technology conferences in the United States, Europe, and Asia, where teams showcase innovations for cancer treatments, and I've learned so much from these experiences. Many of these solutions revolve around cancer diagnosis and predictive medicine, using technology that could even suppress growth cells. This led me to write this article, given the enormous implications of cancer, particularly with women, and how technology such as AI can achieve this breakthrough. Let's dive in. Breast cancer research and the treatment by AI. Artificial intelligence leads the way in health technology, including cancer treatment. The first case study I'll explore is Google Health. Researchers at Google Health have developed breast cancer detection models as AI commands higher accuracy compared to humans. By training AI models, researchers conduct sample scans among women and generated accurate results. Further, the experiment found that using AI to conduct breast cancer scans reduces error occurrence for all test samples. A comparative evaluation of AI results and those of radiographers revealed similar accuracy levels and goes to show the role of AI in the healthcare revolution. For instance, when women go for mammograms, they expect scans to be accurate to make the right health choices. What happens when tests generate a false positive or a false negative? This not only creates doubts among patients, but also puts the professionalism of the physician to question. AI has come at the right time, and health professionals should adopt artificial intelligence to reduce errors and achieve optimal results. Cancer, unlike many diseases, requires early management to improve patient health, and according to Google Health researchers, using AI technology improves the diagnosis rate. Accordingly, the rate of diagnosis missed reduced by 12% after using AI technology, and this illustrates the need for adoption by health professionals. The labor required to conduct breast cancer scans is another highlight of the Google Health experiment, in which researchers compared results from the computers with those of humans, with computers showing higher accuracy levels. Human scan readers, according to the analysis, diagnosed cancer at a slow rate compared to computers, with the difference estimated at 90%. From these examples, machine learning and AI technologies are needed in transforming healthcare such as breast cancer treatment. Big data is an important area as health professionals can analyze the data to offer patient solutions. Cases of patient errors during treatment abound, and using big data technology is a step in the right direction. The Institute of Cancer Research in the United Kingdom combines AI and big data to generate positive outcomes in patient care. By categorizing breast cancer types in different sections, the researchers accurately identified each condition by using AI. Patients need personalized medical solutions, and the research from ICR demonstrates the importance of integrating technology in healthcare. The example of Angelina Jolie, who got mastectomies, highlights the importance of further research on integrating healthcare with technology as the future beckons. Startups revolutionizing healthcare using AI. Healthcare startups, including Carrion, are adopting machine learning technologies and developing tools needed by radiologists in cancer treatment. AI adoption in breast cancer treatment is also happening at a startup called Berg Health, committed to patient solutions based on its AI database and using clinical trials to examine patient health conditions. According to Berg Health, using AI has enabled the startup to advance cancer treatment by offering accurate diagnosis and helping patients manage this condition at the early stages. IBM Watson for Oncology is also working on cancer treatment by incorporating artificial intelligence tools in its patient management database. For example, IBM Watson develops predictive models that work by using patient medical information to a high degree of accuracy. Page is a startup based in New York City working on cancer treatments by using machine learning technologies. Cancer treatment professionals benefit from diagnostic tools from this startup considering the challenge of detecting the disease. Thanks to machine learning tools, health professionals can use the information generated by their algorithms to manage conditions of cancer patients. The startup has also made forays in developing an AI computer specifically for cancer treatment. PathAI and Tempus are additional startups working in the cancer treatment space where they develop ML tools for detecting and diagnosing breast cancer through precision medicine. The last startup making progress in the cancer space is IBEX, which digitalizes diagnosis of cancer by automating procedures. Their cancer diagnosis system is worth noting because of its ability to identify diagnoses. Institutional-based research. MIT is working on multiple cancer treatment research projects in which computer programs using AI are being used for scanning cancer cells. According to MIT researchers, breast cancer is among the risk areas affecting women and hence their current investment in this area. For example, the machine learning algorithms used at MIT identify breast cancer cells at their early stages, and this research enables patients to adopt intervention measures. At the same time, an AI database for cancer treatment offers real-time and accurate results on patient conditions. By comparing different prototypes of patient scans, the computer systems at MIT offer accurate results within a short time span. Additionally, the New York University has developed cancer detection systems that identify symptoms of breast cancer. For instance, the researchers found a way of using AI to explore the development stages of cancer by offering the required diagnoses to patients. By training their algorithms on patient records, NYU researchers have developed high accuracy levels in breast cancer treatment, followed by reduced rates of misdiagnoses. The researchers at NYU observed that AI tools had the best accuracy levels in diagnosis of cancer and illustrates the essence of this technology in healthcare. AI research at Columbia University has additionally created new innovations in breast cancer treatment. As an illustration, researchers at Columbia developed algorithms that conduct multiple scans each minute in patient databases, hence reducing time required by humans in performing the same task. From this innovation at Columbia, cancer treatment works best when health professionals integrate AI and machine learning tools. A strong computing platform, like the one at Columbia University, is another consideration for health organizations committed to fighting breast cancer and meeting healthcare standards. Job automation, augmenting researchers and doctors. The era of manual labor in healthcare is over, and with AI technologies being used for augmentation, automation is the next frontier of the healthcare revolution. Doctors can now focus more on diagnosis and prescriptive medicine rather than manual labor as automation makes healthcare delivery easier. Healthcare services are multifaceted, and using technology to drive quality delivery is critical in addressing diseases such as breast cancer. An example in this area is radiology, where experts use AI and machine learning tools to make better decisions based on transmitted data. Transformation in radiology continues to gain momentum as radiologists opt for better solutions, such as AI that enables them to use real-time information for decision-making. Automation has reformed healthcare as technology keeps health professionals on the move and with the right information. Overall, doctors will focus on quality improvement and not labor-intensive procedures that most often derail quality standards. Mammography, as used in healthcare, focuses on computer vision that in turn provides better results. Pitfalls of this use case and technology. Using AI in breast cancer treatment has not been smooth. Cases have emerged where AI tools report errors and sometimes false positives. This is not good considering the delicate nature of breast cancer treatment. A wrong diagnosis is unprofessional, and with these errors being reported, concerns about the accuracy of AI persist. Radiologists audit AI results for breast cancer scans and see discrepancies that in turn put patient health at risk. So, what's next? Developing new algorithms from AI that detect cancer cells is the first start towards addressing these pitfalls. These algorithms combine mammography and pathology images with impressive results, hence they can address this gap. Including data points is another technique where machine learning models can learn from patterns such as family patterns, pathology examinations, and demographics. Using advanced X-ray systems and 3D mammography are additional methods gaining traction in breast cancer treatment. Future prospects of breast cancer treatment and healthcare technology. As we conclude this discussion, here is one question you need to think about. How close are we to implementing these systems in hospitals? This year, 2025? I've been thinking about the same for quite some time now, and I can say that progress is substantial, and soon these technologies will become practical in healthcare services. Breast cancer poses major threats to society, with women being the most affected, hence the need for adoption of AI technologies in detecting and diagnosis. Universities and hospitals should support the cause by sharing their data to advance the field of mammography quicker. MIT, NYU, and Columbia University are making progress in this area with new research outcomes aimed at offering patient solutions. More institutions, including the National Health Service in the UK, are advancing research in radiology by adopting technologies such as AI for better solutions. The bottom line is that medical technology is undergoing transformation, and as adoption of AI in healthcare continues, the health industry will be fully automated in the next 5 to 10 years. The solution to breast cancer is here. Are you ready for the AI revolution in healthcare? Share your comments below to contribute to this discussion on the Humane Podcast or join us on Medium. Hey humans, thanks for listening to this episode of Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and if you like Humane, remember to click subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Luminary. Thanks for tuning in and join us for our next episode. New releases are every Tuesday.